You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Aboriginal Sounds profiles Melissa Sanchez of Emergence Productions. Stick around for more. Aboriginal Sounds is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC. A limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. Since the launch of this show, we have shined our ever-loving light on music from throughout Indian country, but today's show is going to be a little different. Today, we're going to be looking at the music industry not only through native eyes, but through a business perspective. Today, we'll be featuring an exclusive interview with Melissa Sanchez, co-owner of Emergence Productions, the top native-owned production and promotion company in the country. Some of the top artists represented by Emergence Productions include the Plateros, Catch a Fire, Tamara Podemski, and the reggae band Native Roots, fronted by Sanchez's husband, Emmett Schimmy Garcia. You'll hear more about the launch of this exciting production company from Melissa Sanchez in just a few minutes. But first, some music. From their CD Hang On, here are Levi and the Plateros with You're All I'm Dreaming Of.
One summer night in a new moon sky, I gave a star your name, brought a tear to your eye, brought a tear to your eye. I give you all I can give, love you all I can love. You got my heart in your hands, just let me be your man. And when I'm without you, you're all I'm dreaming of. You're all I'm dreaming of. I've got you on my mind, got a good love in my soul. I play the fool for your smile. Your spell is taking its toll. Your spell is taking its toll. Whoa. I give you all I can give, love you all I can love. You got my heart in your hands, just let me be your man. And when I'm without you, you're all I'm dreaming of. Thank you. dreaming of. You're all I'm dreaming of. You're all I'm dreaming of.
From their 2009 release, Hang On, that was Levi and the Plateros with You're All I'm Dreaming Of. And they're just one of the artists represented by Emergence Productions. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Emergence Productions founder Melissa Sanchez regarding the business's start and the undeniable mark they've made on Native American entertainment. Here's how the interview went.
Talk about the formation of Emergence Productions. How did it begin? What inspired its creation?
Okay, so Emergence Productions began about 2 years before I went to go work for Sky City Casino, and my partner and my business and my partner, Emmett Skimmy Garcia, is the lead singer of Native Roots. So I began helping them try to find venues to perform in, and I realized how tough it was then for Native American acts to market themselves to our own casinos and all sorts of different venues. So he and I both started from there, learning about the business, and we both had different types of experience within the Native American industry, both performing arts, entertainment, and music and books. So we kind of combined our forces, and from there started Emergence. It was slow because it was a new company, and then my tribe, Acoma Pueblo, one of my tribes, asked me to apply for the entertainment manager position at Sky City Casino. So I went ahead and applied and was offered the position. And even though we had started the company, we both thought it would be a good avenue to gain some experience and also work on behalf of our people with our newly thought of initiatives. So we went in there, and I say we because even though I was the one on salary, Skimmy was there right along with me as we created a series called the Emergence Series. And at that time, Sky City Casino was the only casino in the United States doing that type of innovative Native American entertainment series, where we actually went and researched as many of the top performers, both the existing and the upcoming, the emerging, and traditional and contemporary genres, and combined them together in themed variety shows. For instance, Her Spirit Sings featured all Native women lineup, and we had Joanne Shenandoah, Mary Youngblood, and the Zuni Ola dancers hosted by Ms. Navajo Nation and Elaine Miles. So you really got an eclectic mix. So it was there for two years. And then right after that, we went straight back into producing and talent buying, booking through Emergence Productions. That was around 2004, and we've been at it ever since.
I see. And you brought up something interesting, how it was difficult for a Native act to get booked by an Indian-owned casino. Talk about that. What was the...
Right.
Well, talk about that disparity. It just sounds fascinating to me.
Yeah, it still is, and it really does depend on where the casino is located. For instance, Sky City Casino is right in the heart of both Laguna and Acoma and Navajo Reservation, so it is their demographic, whereas if you have somebody that's on the east or west coast, not as easy to put in Native American entertainers, be it solo or in a lineup. So we really have to be smart about the way we market to the casinos, because bottom line is, it is a casino. So we were able to learn about that industry experience when we were getting our feet wet doing that. And on the flip side, when actually buying I heard a lot of entertainers say, our own casino should be putting us in, you know, their native casinos, they should be featuring native performers. Yes and no, the no being, I want to know, are you good?
Right.
We just can't put you in because you say you're native and it's a native casino. You know, are you any good? Do you have a CD? Are you a good live performer? Or is that all production? You know, all those questions go into it. And YouTube right now has really been a great asset to us as well, because we're able to see what sort of live performers they are.
I see. And talk about what services you could provide to a band or artist.
Okay. Usually, what we do with the artists, we don't sell ourselves so that we say we're everybody's booking agent. This market, the Native American music genre, is too large, and the area is too specific for any one agent to say that they're exclusive to any artist. So there, I can identify the regions that there are key people in those regions, us being in the Southwest, that work to book these entertainers. But that's not to say that we don't book nationally, because we do events out of the state, and we also have projects going on at various times throughout various regions. But what Emergence Productions does is specialize in Native American and Indigenous performing arts through talent buying and booking and event production. We also have an Emergence Youth Culture Exchange that's really unique to the other types of youth exchanges that are out there, because we focus in on connecting the youth at a cultural foundation with other youth and their cultural foundation, hopefully to make the connection that they're not the only ones out there, and they can start to learn to appreciate that they still have their culture, or that they're losing their culture, so they can get innovative and empowered and do something about it.
What clients that are currently on your roster have you the most excited at the moment?
Right now, we are doing the booking. We came back full circle. We're doing the booking for Sky City Casino Hotel. Gathering of Nations is a really exciting project that we work on year-round and are part of the team with Gathering of Nations. We handle their performing artists for Stage 49, and we're also the production directors for the traditional talent presentation that happens for the Miss Indian World contestants. That happens yearly, and they crown a new Miss Indian World every April. So we're a part of that, and that has been particularly helpful for us in mentorship capacity. The Matthews family has been really great about sharing their experience and us bringing our network to them as well. And we also work with Santa Fe Indian Market, which is the world's largest Native American and Indigenous arts and crafts market. It's the most prestigious. And right off the top of my head, I can't think of others, but we have bookings here and there, private and also public bookings that happen throughout the year for schools, for conferences. Say, for instance, Elaine Miles is a client of ours, the actress, and we look for places to place her as well. She does comedy. And we're also working on reviving our comedy show. It used to be called Jess is Joking. So we've been kind of scouting out new comedians, and Elaine Miles has really developed her comedic skills, so I think she's going to be right in that lineup. So those are a few things that we have going on.
Visit Emergence Productions at their official website, www.emergenceproductions.com. Here are Native Roots with Rainus Love.
rain us love. Soon it will rain us love. Soon it will rain us love. Soon it will rain us love.
Listening to Aboriginal Sounds exclusively at rockwire.com. Rockwire.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Egypt Central, and their latest release, White Rabbit. Much like the White Rabbit in Alice in Wonderland, this stunning release grabs you and leads you through a mesmerizing journey. With tracks such as White Rabbit, Ghost Town, and Change, White Rabbit is an exciting listen that will keep you coming back for more. White Rabbit, the new release from Egypt Central, Rockwire.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at www.egyptcentral.net. With a new name, a new sound, and a new direction, Revel 9 releases their debut CD, The Razorblade Diaries. Armed to the teeth with a potent combination of sturdy songcraft and pure rock and roll, Revel 9 is set to turn the industry on its ear with songs such as San Jose, All I've Become, and Lay My Head.
just a bit. Then I'll quit. I think I've had enough.
The Razorblade Diaries from Revel 9. Visit the band at www.revel9.com. Singer-songwriter Mark Anderson has seen all of life's ups and downs and has lived to sing about them on his latest release, Back from the Edge. Mark Anderson hits a nerve with a collection of gritty rock gems and backing from an impressive cast of musicians. With songs such as Dog on a Chain, Cat House Blues, and the electrifying first single, Truth Is, Back from the Edge will have you on the edge of your seat. Back from the Edge from Mark Anderson. Visit Mark at www.markandersonrocks.com. Put a little Rockwired on you. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwire.com proudly presents our latest weekly series, Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwire.com, every Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Get lost in the sensual sounds of blues and jazz and get the stories behind it. Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at Rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian Country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sounds. A celebration of contemporary Native music with your host, Brian Lush. Every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, exclusively at rockwired.com. Welcome back to the latest edition of Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're profiling entrepreneur Melissa Sanchez of Emergence Productions. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Melissa regarding the formation of Emergence Productions and their stable of artists, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
In terms of Native talent, you know, booking agencies or production companies such as yours, is there a lot? Is there a lot of competition or no?
I would say there's more of a network. I wouldn't really call it a competition. Again, the areas are so specified. One thing that works in one area might not work 3 hours away. It really depends on the type of demographics. Say from Navajo Nation to our own Pueblo people, what they might find funny or appealing to them, it might be completely different. Or you could find a universal act, which is rare, and those are the more successful acts that can go to any market, any mainstream market, and any Native American market. So they know how to tailor their performances so that they're appealing to those different audiences, both a non-Native and a Native audience, all ages. So there's also those acts that are only specifically for a certain type of audience. So it really just depends on where we're going. Say we're going to New York City, we know to add a little bit more excitement into a certain type of dance or what sort of group that they are looking for. For instance, one of the museums there is looking for spoken word poets, and I only have our primary is the Santa Fe Indian School spoken word team. So I start doing research and trying to find who is doing well right now, and do they have a CD? Are they serious about their art, their performance skills, things like that? And so, in a sense, I think we've been successful in establishing a reputable name for Emergence Productions because we actually do screen the artists, we do research them, and we make sure that we're not just sending anybody out there that might just be doing this for fun. You know, it's got to be what they love and live and breathe doing.
I see. And what have been, has it been challenging taking a Native act, you know, and introducing it to, you know, something a little more mainstream? Is that a continual challenge with, you know, Emergence, or?
It really is. It depends on the act. So you say you've interviewed Derek Miller, and Derek is a really strong performer. The people love him, love the style of music that he does. And also, he hasn't geared himself into a Native audience. So he has a mainstream following as well. But he does add subtleties, certain songs that a Native population could connect to. So there's where it's really become successful. Another band I know you've interviewed is Native Roots. Native Roots is really good at also combining cultural music and world issues of globalization issues into their songs, and also being true to the reggae foundation, the beat, the way it's composed. They study it, they grew up on it, they learn, live, and breathe it. But also, in particular, Shkimi, their lead singer, has grown up traditionally, so he brings those traditional Native values into what he composes. So you find that really strong and mix, a recipe of great composition on music and lyrics. So both sides, both Native and non-Native audiences, enjoy the, that type of composition, you know, especially Native Roots. And they're an awesome band live. They're one of the few exceptional live bands that can get out there and pull in an audience that might not know nothing about reggae and have them in their hand in about four songs. And that makes him an exceptional performer, and Native Roots an exceptional band.
Exactly. I saw him at Buffalo Thunder at the last, you know, Indian market.
Oh, awesome.
A lot of fun. Yeah, a lot of fun.
Yeah, and he didn't even have a large state work.
No, I know. But I thought that whole night was fun, you know.
Right. Oh, I'm so glad you liked it. We thought hard about that lineup.
No, just
that's,
lots of fun.
That's where it gets tricky. You know, a lot of people want to just throw in any name, you know, say, okay, you know, I have a band for you. But we really do think about, say we're working with this one casino and it's going to be an all-women show, her spirit sings. So we give them about 10 names and describe each one, and I tell them, after Shkimi and I discuss it, we figure out what might work for this particular audience. Send them our recommendations with all the links to go look at the acts and the YouTube links, and then they come back with their questions and say this is their preference. So it turns out, you know, with the type of style that is they're interested in, then they technically choose their lineup, but we give them the options on who is actually good out there and who we know is a good live act. Say there's another artist we work with, Tamara Podemski. Oh, she's a beautiful woman and just an exceptional live performer as well. She's the singer and does percussion, so she can't move around as much when she's performing. But she really has a way of connecting with all sorts of audiences, and that comes through even on the video. So she's able to go into almost any market and still make that connection. And she was at the last Roots and Rhythms too.
I see. And I you know, I just got to ask you this, just because you are a business, but the economy, has it hindered you at all, or has have you not noticed it? Because tell me.
Well, we're pretty steady. We don't usually go out looking for private funding. So, and you know, which was good for us, because when the economy hit, you know, all that dried up.
Right.
And then when the recession started and we were full on with that, what it turns out, we started focusing in on where the private bookings, the schools, conferences, things like that, speaking opportunities, book signings, and celebrity appearances. And so there was still money out there for those particular avenues, and that got us through about a year and a half. And then all of a sudden, we started getting the calls again for additional music bookings and festival bookings, things like that. So it did affect everybody in the fact that there was less money to create opportunities. And for us, for Emergence, we usually at least do then 3 independent shows. But if it was a ticketed event that we were having to finance, we weren't doing it. There's no way you were going to get me to do a ticketed event. But in turn, those opportunities do suffer. For instance, we work with Catch a Fire out of New Zealand. It's an awesome, awesome Maori reggae band, and you have to interview them as well. But they come to the States twice a year, and we weren't able to take advantage of the fact that they were coming to the States and bring them to New Mexico, where we've already helped develop them, develop a following for them, a fan base. And so we're in contact with them, but we just weren't going to chance it on the ability to sell tickets when we knew that people were struggling with their own homes and finances and cost of gas, things like that.
And you know, I mean, you guys have had your doors open for quite a while, and you've done a lot of great work since then. And what do you see in the future for American Indian entertainment or music or anything like that? What do you see happening?
One of our biggest initiatives and the biggest barriers and for Emergence is making sure that our artists have access to better and more radio airplay. So programs like this are really essential to getting the word and exposure and awareness out on the Native American artists and the genre and just the top-notch mainstream music that is available coming out of the Native artists and even the Native genre. And, you know, there's a difference there because they could be Native, but just as compatible mainstream-wise or focusing in on Native contemporary. So we really need to be able to not have, say in New Mexico, we only have 2 shops, Sunday from 12 to 4, and then Monday from 7 till 10, are 2 programs that play Native music, Native artists. But that's it. So when people are producing such awesome albums and CDs, and then they hear them once on the radio, well, when are they going to hear them again? And then where are they able to buy them? So... And the other downfall of that is, while there are a lot more people that have internet access, not a lot of them have internet access past dial-up, or they don't have internet access on the reservations yet. So we still are working with the long way around with actually CD selling in addition to iTunes and things like that. So we really need to get more savvy about radio and using digital downloads and marketing ourselves that way. And so I think that's the primary for us in Emergence, is to get better connected with our radio community, which has been happening this year. And I'm really pleased about that. We've had more opportunities. And we do what we can, free of charge, to get everybody connected wherever we can, so these interviews are happening and people are playing their music.
Visit Emergence Productions at their official website, www.emergenceproductions.com, and check them out on Facebook.com as well. Up next is the Rosebud Sioux hip-hop band Nake Nulawaun. From their CD Scars and Bars, here they are with Heart is on Fire.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Got it in my soul, so I never let you go. Music's in my soul, so it's in my soul, so got it in my soul, so Dre, let me know.
In my mind, oh, I can't complain. In my soul, lose control, feeling like a summer rain. In November or December, set the winter on fire. Every summer, take you higher, cause my heart is on fire. Oh,
I'm a storm on the mic, thoughts born on the bass. Hot when I rock, can't see the scoring on their face. I show, I prove, so marvelous. Dropping this hotness like lava, it's return of the ghost, my tomb where my heart lie. You feel the boom in your womb when my beat high. You wanna chill, wanna cruise with a sweet guy. But I'm with the game, I can't let the beads I wait. Resuscitate, if I left I'd leave you less to hate. I'm a beast, you can't domesticate. Estimate, I'm great, well let's debate. I slide in reverse, blood curdling words. So fly on a beat, I be hurdling birds. Won't shut your mouth when I put it in words. I will take your girl and it's hazer. It is, put your headphones on. Sway to the beat when I rock. Put y'all to bed, so long up in my head.
I'm gone.
In my mind, oh I can't complain. In my soul, lose control, feeling like a summer rain. In November or December, set the winter on fire. Every summer, take you higher, cause my heart is on fire. Oh,
I need a fireproof blanket cause I'm burning up. You say stop, drop and roll, but that ain't enough. It's like trying to put out a grease fire with water, but truth be told, it only makes me high the most. Like I said, this whole itch up in flame. Me ever up, man, looking like me, man. God, this, she won't hear me complain. I do more than maintain. If bitch had itch, dog, she knows my name. We ain't one and the same. In the booth, I reign supreme. Do the issue here for my team. Make sure my niggas get seen on stage. Never in the cage. Will I be? Hell no, that ain't the life for me. It took way too long for my soul to be free. And I still got a heart of liquid nitrogen. While I spit that itch mixed with oxygen. Lethal combustion without a question. And don't doubt me, this is my weapon. So here's your lesson, pencils out. If it's too hot, then just get out.
In my mind, oh I can't complain. In my soul, lose control, feeling like a summer rain. In November or December, set the winter on fire. Every summer, take you higher, cause my heart is on fire. In my mind, oh I can't complain. In my soul, lose control, feeling like a summer rain. In November or December, set the winter on fire. Every summer, take you higher, cause my heart is on fire.
That's going to do it for this edition of Aboriginal Sounds. A special thanks goes out to Melissa Sanchez of Emergence Productions. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Aboriginal Sounds is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.